Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. This issue is covering a Star Wars one-shot, so let's go ahead and get right into it.
All right, on to our last issue that we're covering, which is the C-3PO one-shot.
It is the most adorable issue in Star Wars comics ever.
You know what? And I didn't read it when it came out. This was the first time reading it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually did enjoy it, because I thumbed through it when you bought it.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, this is okay.
The art blows my mind.
Which, let's get into that. Issue. Let's get into that real quick. This issue came out in 2016. The writer is James Robinson. The pencils and the colors were both done by Tony Harris. And the letters for the book was done by VC's Joe Caramanga. Caramagna.
It's probably Caramagna. Again, you are Italian, and you have a hell of a time with Italian names. I'm just saying.
It's what it is. but yeah, let's go ahead and get into this issue. This one shot real quick.
This is C-3PO, the Phantom Limb. Yes.
We start out the very first page. We see the ship crashing into this planet. And on the ship was C-3PO and a bunch of droids.
A ragtag team of dysfunctional droids.
I'm sorry. There was actual people on there as well, but they all died in the crash.
Nobody cares about the humans. This is an issue for droids.
That's
droids
fine.
Droids rights now.
C-3PO being, you know, 3PO. I wouldn't say he's trying to take charge. He's just trying to throw logic to all of these droids. He's
trying to apply protocols.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's
he's a protocol droid.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
And he starts to go through all of these droids that are around. We have PZ-99.
Hey, PZ!
Is that the same?
Yep.
From Force Awakens?
Oh, no, probably not, because spoilers. We'll talk about it when we get through the issue.
Okay.
I don't think it is. You'll see.
Okay. We have construction droid, construction class 5, CO-34. Oh yeah, PZ is what? He's a military class security droid. We have 2-Med-2, you know, the medic droid, which him and one other one are the only two that actually talk outside
that,
of
that speak
3PO.
Basic, yeah. Yeah.
And then we also have, VL-44. What is he? He's like not a security droid.
VL-44? Hold on, which one is he in this picture?
The one with the rocket or the flamethrower.
The one with the flamethrower. Oh, this one.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say what he is.
I don't know what his classification does.
Yeah. Okay. But then we get
I'm going to assume he's a flamethrower droid.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a flamethrower. So
yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, and then we get the whole crux of their mission is this one droid, OMRI, or Omri.
Omri.
Basically, he is he's a First Order droid that has a bunch of information regarding the First Order that C-3PO and his little band of droids, very good. They're bringing back to the Resistance.
Yeah, because they're trying to find... Apparently, Admiral Akbar has been captured, and they need to find where he's at.
Yeah.
So they are under the impression that this droid has information to get to Admiral Akbar.
Yes.
Omri is like, I've never heard of Admiral Akbar. I have no clue who you were talking about.
Right.
And 3PO is like, well, that's okay. That may be true. We're still going to carry out the mission. We're going to take you to the rebellion. Resistance.
Yeah. Resistance.
This is the Resistance. Because this takes place...
This takes place before The Force Awakens.
Yes. Like, not... How far before? Like, not very far.
Relatively quickly before The Force Awakens.
So they are on this planet. They don't ever designate the planet.
No.
Do they?
I don't think so.
Unless they do it at the end, but I don't recall. But 3PO, as they're walking away from their crash site, 3PO lets them know that his sensors picked up a homing beacon. It was 87 kilometers from where they're at. They he presumes is a First Order vessel. And they also said that it crashed here several cycles ago.
Mm-hmm.
That might be important later, and I'll bring it up when we get there.
Okay.
Just remind me.
Okay.
So, Omri is the protagonist of the book. He's more...
Antagonist.
Sorry, thank you. Antagonist of the book. He's basically trying to confuse every droid, you know, saying how the programming, you know, that was programmed by humans.
There is some pretty serious philosophical discussion about droid rights, what makes a droid, the nature of good and evil itself. Like, these droids go through a pretty heavy discussion.
Like, I know he talks about it at some point, but, like, at one point he talks about how, you know, I could have worked for the Resistance, and then the First Order got me and wiped my mind.
Well, and, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this particular, Omri's particular model of droid is the same type of droid that was friends with Chopper.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. Oh, I can't remember his name.
I'm blanking on his name, but he had that one episode where he was singing in the void of space. Thank you, Star Wars Rebels. God, you were weird at the end, but I still love you so much.
That was a droid that was part of the Empire.
Part of the Empire, yeah.
That the Rebels found.
Yeah, the Rebels found and reprogrammed.
Yeah.
So who's to say this is not the same guy? Like, I read his voice. I'm not saying it is, but I read his voice. Where's I know. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
I read this particular droid's voice in that Severus Snape voice that particular droid had.
Oh, I miss Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Aw. Yeah. Like, it's all
anywho.
Good.
Okay, so droid rights discussions later. They get into a bit of a pickle. One of the C-3PO was like, oh, dear, the ground. It's moving. And PZ's like, boop, 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 boop. And C-3PO's like, what do you mean, according to your sensors, it's not the ground that's moving? Insert giant fucking space spiders.
Yeah, these things are wicked looking.
Now, this is another... Okay, can we talk about the art real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Because I personally would describe this art as, like, if Mad Max was a comic book. It's... The lines are, like, dirty and itchy, and nothing is 100% clear, which I find interesting considering it is an issue about droids. That the art style for this is so...
static?
Fantastical.
Okay. Okay.
It's much more fantasy looking than it is, like, you would think for optical sensors coming from a droid.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But they're space spiders. There's space spiders everywhere, and they gotta shoot them all out. And we lose the Metroid.
No, we lose...
One of them has me. I cannot.
Well, see, we don't lose him because he's in the very next page.
Oh, that's right. There he is.
I think the construction droid is able to get him out. He's able to cut the limb off.
Yeah, he clears a way out.
And then they get out, which is... Who? PZ. I think PZ's the one that stays back and lets them get... You know, away. The rest of the droids
so,
away.
So, this is definitely not the same PZ unit.
Okay.
Did they say PZ-99 or PZ-94?
It is PZ-99.
Then it is not the one, because the one in The Force Awakens is PZ-94.
Okay.
I don't know why that just popped into my head, but we definitely know it's not PZ-99.
Okay. Because he didn't look like the one in...
The face is a little different, yeah.
Yeah, like the painting, or the red splotches on it. So, that's why I'm like, it looks like the same, but okay, we're good. But yeah, PZ, he goes down fighting these spiders. The droids are able to climb these rocks, which didn't think these droids, especially 3PO.
Well, especially that construction unit.
Well, pretty sure the construction unit was able to, because we see him later on build like a bridge.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure he can get up there, no problem.
Maybe he built a bridge to the top for them.
Possible.
Anywho. But again, we get back into like the philosophical discussions of like, why would a droid sacrifice himself for other droids? It has everything to do with programming, right?
Yes.
It's like, this is a very heavy issue. Omri, he goes, he was programmed to, we should continue on if we intend to get where we are headed. C-3PO goes, and you have nothing else to say about what PZ just did? Omri goes, you are all my enemies. Our programming has put us on opposing sides. His mistake is my game.
Yeah, I mean, and he's not wrong. Like, that's one less person he has to go through to get away from everybody.
Yeah.
So, later on, Omri had, you know, after he had been making mention of past memories, you know, just old programming from before, because these droids, who knows how many times they've been wiped. We know...
Well, and especially, like, we know C-3PO's been, he's been wiped before.
We know R2 has not.
R2-D2, I think, is, as far as we know, the only droid who's never been wiped.
Which brings into question, why didn't he say anything about, oh, I don't know, Anakin Skywalker to Luke ever in the original trilogy?
But yeah.
We'll get away from that.
Omri's like, he goes, I think the added awareness causes us to question flashes of past events. Were they grand events or nothing to speak of?
Uh-huh.
How important have I been? And see, even C-3PO is like, that he sees flashes for just a moment, places, rocks, a factory of droids, an arena in the middle of a battle, my body, not my own. A green world with hills, underwater cities, a single city spread far as my optical sensors could see, a temple on fire, smoky mountains of magma and fire and suffering. Yes, I have memories too, and yes, sometimes I allow myself to wonder about them, but I also accept it is a droid's lot in life to be in service of its master. This is heavy shit.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Omri and C-3PO are basically discussing the nature of droid essence.
Or existence. Reincarnation, in a way.
Oh, shit.
Like, right?
Dude.
Like, they're talking about another life.
Yeah. That
they don't technically remember. Like, he's getting snippets.
Right.
But, man, like, of course, I had to just laugh when he mentioned the droid factory.
Yeah.
Because that scene was just atrocious.
It was a scene.
Yes, it was definitely.
Moving on.
Which is what the medical droid says. They have to keep moving. And they come up to this...
Like a swampy thing.
Like a swampy river.
Yeah.
And Omri, I think it's Omri, makes mention that, you know, they're all droids. The minute we walk into anything deeper than 2 feet, we're going to sink to the bottom and be stuck.
Yeah, exactly. And so, then in comes CO34 construction droid. Construction.
Makes this bridge.
Yeah.
And as they are walking across, the medic droid... can't remember his name. Oh,
Two Metu.
Thank you. He gets tangled up by these tentacles and gets pulled into the water.
Well, and it gets even, like, they really lay down a horror movie scene here. He goes, wait, everyone, a moment ago there were birds and fauna, noise, all around us. Suddenly, it's all gone quiet.
Yeah, and then he gets pulled in.
Tentacles and loud noises and blah, blah, blah.
And you got...
This is a horror movie. This is great.
Then you got VL trying to, you know, shoot the tentacles away from him. He doesn't succeed
but
real
three,
well.
3PO
no, actually, he does succeed. Sorry.
3PO loses an arm, though.
This is where 3PO loses his arm.
Yeah.
His golden body's not perfect anymore.
No, no.
And it is actually Omri who pulls him away.
Who saves him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as VL is laying down cover fire to get them away, CO-34 construction droid basically gets taken down because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sinks.
Yeah, his bridge just couldn't make it.
It is very sad.
And then as soon as they get out of that terror... Here comes these giant dragonfly moth, not
like,
moth, dragonfly.
They're giant
horse.
Dragonfly camels.
Yeah, so yeah, and one of them takes away VL.
Yeah,
like
this
bye.
Is a horror movie. They are getting picked off one by one, and even Omri's like, I acknowledge that hate is not in my programming, but I hate this world.
And they don't ever, like, there was three of these monsters coming after them.
Yeah.
And Omri and 3PO are able to get away. They don't ever actually just say how, but they're able to get away. And that's, I mean, that's fine.
I'm almost wondering if, like, Omri's like, quickly keep moving or we'll be next. I'm almost wondering if, you know, this dragonfly space camel thing grabbing the droid, and maybe they all realize, oh, these aren't organic. I can't eat it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
That's my no prize. That's my no prize answer.
I mean, that might be.
Yeah.
Might be reasonable. So they are walking through this desert terrain, and you know they're still having the conversation of.
They're having a heavy philosophical discussion.
Still having some more of those.
Because C-3PO is like, I can't believe we're the only ones that made it. And Omri's like, it just occurred to me that you and I are significantly older models. Which, again, maybe, what does it mean? What if that means that this is the droid from Rebels?
If it is.
Oh, my God!
It sucks how he dies.
Yeah, spoilers. We'll get there.
But they're just having, they're bantering back and forth. Like, they seem to be kind of liking each other. Like, they're throwing,
tolerating each
they're,
other.
Well, they're throwing, like, bad jokes at each other.
Right.
And it just kind of, I mean, it's something. 3PO mentions that the beacon is close and that, you know, they'll get to it, the ship, you know, before too long. Omri brings up his arm. And 3PO's like, you know, not to worry. This isn't the first time I've lost that old thing. And Omri says, it is said that a being who loses a limb sometimes feels as if that limb were still attached to the body and can be moved, a phenomenon known as a phantom limb. Having had my memories erased, it's like having a phantom limb inside my memory bank.
Ugh.
And then we get a quick panel of 3PO remembering Theed.
Yeah, remembering Naboo. And also a little battle between two guys and some shiny laser sticks.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wonder what two guys those are.
Weird.
I bet you one of them has the high ground.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Luke and Vader.
No. Why would his memory wasn't erased after that? That's Anakin and
Obi. Is it really?
I guarantee it's Anakin and Obi.
There's those crystals in front of it. I just can't see.
Well, that's purposely put there.
You know what? I see it now.
Yeah.
And I made it, okay, because the art is so
transparent, similar to
it's transparent, but it's so abstract.
Okay.
But thinking about Obi-Wan's beard, I can see it. I can see
it. What does the beard have to do with anything?
Because when you, okay, so if you guys are listening along and you just happen to be looking at this panel, there is a character in black with a shiny laser stick, and there's a character in a lighter outfit with a shiny laser stick. And because I am applying what I want to see there,
okay, that's fair. Okay.
I can see Obi-Wan's beard on the guy. That's all.
That's fine. Okay. And they find it's a downed TIE fighter.
Yeah.
So 3PO and Omri are getting ready to get over there. And then it starts to rain.
Oh, not just rain. Acid rain. It's raining acid on this planet is awful.
Yes. Yeah. This planet is not made for droids or metal or...
No.
Really anything organic.
No.
And they're able to take cover underneath a downed wing. But because of the acid rain itself, it's going to destroy that wing, and they're going to lose their cover. So Omri decides that he's going to let the mission be a success. He's going to save 3PO. He says that he has you have a mission, and there is nothing in my directive telling me to prevent you from completing it. You know, he's going to go over to that ship, turn the beacon on, and get rescued. He's sacrificing himself.
He is sacrificing himself so that C-3PO can finish his mission. And he's going to make the phone call for C-3PO so that C-3PO can hide out under the wing. Omri's going to go over to the rest of the downed TIE fighter and make the phone call, basically, for him.
3PO asks, he's like, I don't understand. You are changing sides? And Omri is like,
I'm not choosing sides. I'm choosing friendships. Did you want me to read that so I would cry?
Well, I was trying to get you to cry, but I just thought a nice little back and forth, but okay, whatever. And then we get Omri hopping out there, and
his paint's like melting off, and he goes, red primer? I never knew. When was it applied? How long ago?
So maybe it wasn't the same
droid. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been.
Who knows? Who knows
how many times he got mind wiped.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the resistance, or I'm sorry, the rebellion didn't wipe his mind. They just, Chopper was able to persuade him to come over to the rebels.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
But either way.
But this is also 30 years later.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Ish. 30-ish.
30-ish. Close to 40, probably.
Yeah.
So Omri gets over to the beacon, turns it on, and he starts to walk back, but the rain just, you know, destroys him, and so he doesn't make it back to 3PO.
He literally falls apart in front of C-3PO, leaving
just his arm.
Single red arm.
Poe shows up with BB-8, and they rescue 3PO, and they get out of there, because, you know, it's a shit planet that just sucks.
Yeah.
And so 3PO decides that he's going to use that same arm for himself, for now. He wants to remember, which is just beautiful. Like, it is pretty amazing. And then we get a scene there at the end where he's talking to BB-8 about that. And in the window,
Force Ghost droids!
I was just going to say him remembering the droids, and the droids are... But Force Ghost droids are... That works too, I guess.
I know it's not actually Force Ghost.
But that ends that this one shot. I loved Star Wars. Like, I just...
I love it!
Star Wars is amazing.
Star Wars makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's... So beautiful.
So, like, just all of the Star Wars stuff just makes me happy. Even if I don't totally... love it. Like, I haven't really gotten into Resistance yet, the new cartoon.
Neither have I.
I've watched half an episode.
Yeah.
But I know that it's there. I know that it's waiting for me.
Well, and next year, by the time this comes out, we'll be maybe 6 months away from the Disney Plus app.
Yeah.
So it'll be on there. We'll be able to watch it whenever.
Yeah.
But yeah, just all the Star Wars things.
We will
take them.
Give me all the Star Wars things, please.
Yeah, I've been reading the mainline issues, and those have been great.
Yeah.
The Darth Vader Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 1 was amazing. Volume 2 was good, but I had to drop some stuff because, you know, just everything reasons. I'm reading.
Yeah.
Dr. Aphra is amazing.
Like, I have yet to hear anything bad about her.
She's an amazing character.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, these like I said earlier, the Shattered Empire, I was reading it when it was coming out. This was the first, that was some of the first new material, new canon stuff we were getting.
Yeah.
After Disney bought, you know, Lucasfilm or Star Wars. Yeah, no, Lucasfilm.
Lucasfilm, yeah.
And like, I was eating it up. Like, I'm still eating it up. It's still amazing.
I cannot recommend reading Shattered Empire enough. One, the art. Two, the story.
Yeah.
Three, there's the little teeny tiny seeds that are either picked up or planted or you know, like it's the Star Wars Miracle-Gro that you put on all the seeds that the story group has planted over the years, and you know, just little things are starting to grow and starting to vine, and it's good.
It's great. Would you like to promote your stuff?
Yeah, sure. I am one half of the What's in the Queue podcast. We watch documentaries on Netflix, and then we sit and chat about them, and it's a lot of good fun. You could check us out. It's available on most of the podcast catchers. You can watch the world burn down with us on the internet if you want. If you just search up What's in the Queue, and that's Q-U-E-U-E, like the line, or like, you know, like what it used to be on Netflix before they made My List or whatever. Whatever. Personally, you can find me on Twitter at Emily_Bonner, and that's spelled B-O-N-E-R.
Thank you for coming on here and reading these with me. I know you love Star Wars.
So. What? What gave you that idea?
No idea. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going with you with Kylo.
Can I share the story?
You can share the story, I guess.
Okay, I know these episodes are running long, sorry. We went to Disney this summer, down to Disney World, and my family surprised me with with a meet and greet for his name is Ben Solo.
No, Kylo.
For Kylo Ren, the commander on the bridge. And I lost my mind when I saw him. I was fangirling so hard.
Oh, my God. It was great.
I could barely talk. Mind you, this is just some dude who lives in Orlando, who's wearing a mask, who probably can't even see me anyway. And I'm, like, pointing to my Darth Vader tattoo, and I'm like, it's your grandfather? I just really like your family. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. I'm sorry. And it was embarrassing. And I'm pretty sure I called him daddy. And then I left the room. And it was bad. It was very bad. But I love Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's memorable.
Yep.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to remember that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, thank you for coming on.
And thank you.
I'll get you on again sometime.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with brand new story arcs.